Hello, hello there. Come right in to enjoy a special time of family devotions at Home Sweet Home. You know, ever since 1948, we have been inviting friends into the living room. Now, just like in your family, there are many changes that have taken place through the years. But we're still always glad to give that warm welcome. Though guest is a most gracious word, we would not call you thus. While you are here, this is your home, and we count you one of us. So come right in, and we have some very, very special things planned for this time of devotions that you will not want to miss. It's time right now to sing, and the instruments are going to be playing. We have organ and piano, and at times the trombones will join in. And you know, if you have an instrument, you just pick it up and play right along, or maybe you can sing. And the first song is Love Divine. You all know it. It's one of the great hymns of the church. And you sing right along, and as I said, if you have a flute or a trumpet or some other instrument, you just pick it up and play right along. Sing together. I love to tell the story. You all know this song from memory, I'm sure, and you sing right along as the instruments play. Thank you. think the brass instruments would like to play along, so let's do one more verse. And you sing, I love to tell the story for those who know it best. For the beautiful, beautiful singing and all of the instruments that we're playing. We just enjoy that. Many friends do not have a family to sing with, or maybe don't get out to church, and so we just enjoy having a family hymn sing together as often as we can. We would like to remind you that you are visiting with the Joneses at Home Sweet Home. And what a joy it has been through the years to minister to you and with you as we've shared these times of family devotions together. It's a miracle how radio can go and reach places where we could never go. The airwaves reach into a little apartment or a beautiful mansion or a prison as we send forth the gospel. We need your help. As we continue to carry on the ministry, these visits are kept on only as our radio friends share with us in a financial way. When you're writing a check should be written to A Visit with the Joneses Incorporated and the address, Post Office Box 575, Erie, Pennsylvania, zip code 165. We don't like to beg and plead. We like to just state the facts. And we appreciate so much when you share along with us. In going through our treasury chest of recordings and tapes and memories, we found a very special devotional prepared by our brother, Reverend Raymond Jones, entitled Life Can Be Better If. And in this radio visit, we are going to share this devotional with you. The scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And yes, as Ray will be sharing with you, life can be better if we live it through Jesus Christ. For any of our new listeners, let me tell you just a bit about Ray. He was the youngest of the five younger Joneses, and when we went on the air in 1948, Ray was our 12-year-old boy soprano. Later, he sang bass in the Jones quartets, as well as singing his wonderful bass solos. Ray was a minister and pastored churches in Amity, Pennsylvania, Verona, Pennsylvania, which is near Oakmont, and also in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. At age 53, Ray was called home to be with the Lord after a valiant fight with lymphoma cancer. As we join the devotional now that Ray will be leading, he will be singing the beautiful song, All the Way My Savior Leads Me.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in Him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. The song that I've been singing, All the Way My Savior Leads Me, is one of the songs of Fanny J. Crosby, the blind composer. And it has such a wonderful thought, doesn't it? All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? I'm sure that everyone visiting with us today is alive, and you have life and breath, and you're doing something, you're going somewhere, you're just going on through the journey of life. But I wonder, is Christ the center of your life? And I encourage you today to realize that life can be so much better in this journey that we call life, if you are going and living with Jesus Christ. If Christ is the center, then the journey of life can be so much more interesting. Today in our devotions, we're going to be thinking about some of the different ways that life can be better. And one of the first ways is life can be better if we are going with Christ. Do you remember the little missionary song? In fact, there are quite a few verses, but Bert, how about playing a little bit of the chorus? I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain, or plain, or sea. I'll stay where you want me to stay, dear Lord, wherever thou leadest me. Someone has put it this way, I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, I'll say what you want me to say. I'm busy serving myself just now, I'll serve you some other day. Well, that's not the right philosophy, is it? Not at all. Going with Christ makes all the difference in the world. If we would cease from just being busy about our own selfish things and go in the name of the Lord, we would find joy in this life. Psalm 71, verse 16, is a very beautiful verse that intensifies the thought of going with Christ. The psalmist said, I will go in the strength of the Lord. I do not know where God will lead me this week, next month, or even throughout this year. There are many places that we could go. And there's some nice places to go, but there's also some places that aren't so nice. But if we realize that going with Christ makes all the difference in the world, we can truly say, I will go in the strength of the Lord. Where are you going? To be honest, we make plans, and we think that we know where we're going, but from day to day, we do not actually know where we're going. We plan to stay content, but we do not know where our paths may lead. Going with Jesus makes all the difference in the world. Believe me, going with Jesus makes all the difference in the world to be in the center of His will and to have the strength that He gives. I remember as a young teenager going to a youth camp and hearing a missionary, Tommy Titcomb, tell of a time that he was on the foreign field and he was traveling on a dark night up a path. There was a very huge drop-off. And he was with a native. And suddenly, on that narrow path, a very dangerous path, the light that they had went out. And there was nothing but inky black darkness. And there was a sense of fear as there was pure darkness in that night. And just then the native said to the missionary, Tommy Titcomb, take my hand, I know path. Take my hand, I know path. Oh, how wonderful. How wonderful to take His hand, to go with Jesus. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. I'll go where You want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or sea. I'll stay where You want me to stay, dear Lord, wherever Thou leadest me. But in the journey of life, life is better if we're going with Christ. But there's another thought. Life is better if we are growing in Christ. Life is better if we are growing in Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, we read the words, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. Nutritionists tell us, and it may sound strange at first, but nutritionists say that the more we eat, the hungrier we get. And that's interesting, isn't it? The more we eat, the hungrier we get. Say, if we can just apply this to our lives, that if we would eat more of the things of God's Word, the things that would feed our souls, we would really want more in return. We'd be hungrier for the Word of God, and we would in turn grow. I could never understand a Christian who was satisfied not to grow. Some would almost give as their testimony, I'm saved, sanctified, and satisfied. But say, as Christians, life can be so much better if we are growing in Christ. Sometimes, even during the days when I was in chemotherapy, my oncologist would say to me, how's your appetite? And to be honest, because of some of the medicine that I was on that was actually producing a strong appetite, I told him it was perhaps a little bit too good. And I wasn't always too happy about the fact that I was even gaining a few pounds. And he would always say, I would rather have it that way than the reverse. Because it can be a very dangerous thing when we're not growing. And it can be a sign when we eat and we lose weight. And so it can be dangerous if we're not growing with Christ. Thinking of the little chorus, I'll go where you want me to go, that I just sang. One time, God led me to write some other little verses, and I'm going to use them through our meditation today. Listen to this one that says, not simply I'll go where you want me to go, but I'll grow as you want me to grow. I'll grow as you want me to grow, dear Lord, whatever the lessons may be. I'll grow as you want me to grow, dear Lord, for growth is so vital for me. I'll grow as you want me to grow, dear Lord, whatever the lessons may be. I'll grow as you want me to grow, dear Lord, for growth is so vital for me. Life is better if we are going with Christ. Secondly, life is better if we are growing in Christ. And further, life is better if we are doing with Christ. There's a verse in Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, that says, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Those things which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. How true that life can be so much better if we are doing with Christ. We do a lot of things. Some things we don't need to do. Some things we don't want to do. Some things that we ought to do. And sometimes there's some things that we do do, but not so well. If we could only catch the meaning of that same chapter, Philippians 4, the 13th verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Whatever it is that God asks us to do, remember the scripture also tells us in James that we are to be doers of the word and not hearers only. It may not always be easy, and I can assure you that if you're trying in your own strength to do these things, you'll often fail. But if you take the secret of Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Here's another little revision of the chorus. I'll do what you want me to do, dear Lord, whatever the task it may be. I'll do what you want me to do, dear Lord, if only I have help from thee. I'll do what you want me to do, dear Lord, whatever the task it may be. I'll do what you want me to do, dear Lord, if only I have help from
We have been sharing with you a special devotional time prepared by our brother, Reverend Raymond Jones, before he went to be with the Lord. And what inspirational thoughts he has shared with us, as well as it was a joy to hear him singing once again. Now, there will be part two of this special message, Living Can Be So Much Better When It's With Christ. So don't forget to tune in next time. I would just like to share with you a few letters from the mailbag and how we love to go to Box 575 and find your letters waiting for us. Here is one that comes from Baltimore, Maryland, taking this opportunity to express our thanks and appreciation for your Christian music that we enjoy each weekend. We seldom hear many of these songs and hymns anymore, and when we do, they bring back memories of our childhood and youth. Here is an interesting one that comes from a 10-year-old in Caledonia, Ontario, Canada. I have been listening to your programs, and I taped them for my grandmother. I will ask Grandma about some donations to send to you. Isn't that cute? Then from Morgantown, West Virginia, it's wonderful that you are continuing with Bert's ministry established while he was living, and now to be still ministering after his death. Not many people have that legacy to leave for the Lord. I wish I had lots of money to give to further God's work, but hope this small amount is helpful. Well, as we come to the close of this radio visit, a few moments ago, Ray sang for you All the Way My Savior Leads Me. The instruments are going to be playing, and you sit and determined to follow him all the way. Until the next time, goodbye.